40% of households in Detroit do not have internet access. That's second in the nation only to Laredo, Texas. In a day and age where we pretty much all depend on getting online, that's a startling statistic. Detroiter Brandon Moore's house was no exception. Hello, Brandon.
Hi, how are you?
Good to have you with us. You know, we spend so much of our time on smartphones and laptops and tablets. It seems not a day goes by without a let me Google that or here, check out this video or did you see that Facebook post? But for a long, long time, you didn't have that, did you?
No, I didn't. Actually, I just got my first smartphone about a year ago. I was really behind the times.
What was that like as the world got more and more online and you did not have that access at home to be able to get on? What was that like?
It was kind of a feeling of being left behind or left out, you know, not being able to experience everything that everybody else was talking about and experiencing.
Did you find yourself wondering why you didn't have internet access?
Sometimes I did, and then, you know, sometimes I just figured it was because of my finances. I was off work for 4 years. I was out of work.
And was your neighborhood wired? I mean, were neighbors of yours able to be online, but you weren't? Or how was that in your neighborhood?
A lot of people I knew did have access to it, but for the most part, most didn't. And I think when I look back on it, it's more an age thing. I remember when computers really got popular, a lot of the older people saying that they would never use computers. They didn't need them. And one of the things about the program is they try to bridge that gap between the ages because a lot of younger people use them and older people didn't. But everybody needs to know how because everything's going the way of the computer now.
Yes. Now, this program you talked about, you found out about this training program called Connect Your Community. It's a project of one community, and it is run by Focus Hope. What was that like when you first got online and began to understand the online world?
Well, I had been online before, but I didn't know a whole lot about it. And outside of just going to a few websites here and there, I really didn't know a lot about how you could use your computer as far as the different capabilities of operating systems and things like that. And that program really taught me some things and just taught me how to be a lot more comfortable with it.
What did you see in the classes as you went through with this Connect Your Community training program? What did they teach you, and how did you see that affecting all the people that you were in class with?
They really start out with the basics, how to turn the computer on, how to use a mouse, how to use a keyboard, things like that, which most of that wasn't my problem. But I noticed there were a lot of people who didn't know how to use a mouse or didn't know how to use a keyboard. And it was really helpful and inspiring.
For you, how has gaining that knowledge changed things for you?
Gaining that knowledge helped me get a better job. Right now I work for one of the school districts locally here, and I actually work as a computer support technician. So it really changed my life.
Truly. And so if I were to ask you to rate your internet skills and literacy before you took the Connect Your Community training and after, I bet that's just off the map, you know?
Oh, man, it's like... It's like a full page compared to an empty page.
Mm. When you think of the fact now you have computer skills, now what about family and friends, people close to you? Have people seen what you've been able to accomplish by becoming plugged into the online world? Has it changed things for them?
Actually, it has. There are a lot of them that come to me and ask me questions or, you know, they'll ask me to show them different things. So I think it's inspired a lot of people around me.
The term digital divide gets used, Brandon. What does that term digital divide mean to you now that you crossed it?
Just the difference in the people that have computer knowledge and skills and the ones that don't have it. And the great thing about Connect Your Community, that was their whole mission, was to bridge that gap and make the divide smaller.
And how do you think that will wind up benefiting Detroiters and Detroit?
I think it'll help to create jobs. I think it will help people in their daily lives because, like I said, everything is starting to go in the way of the computer. Everything is going that way. And I think, like I said, I think back to a time when people said, oh, I'll never use a computer. I don't need it. I don't need it. Like my grandparents or my parents would have gone to the bank to get their money. And now you can just get on the phone or you can get online and transfer money or pay your bills and all kinds of things like that. And it's getting harder just to go into the places. I know some places that if you go into them to pay your bills, they charge you a fee for walking in their door to pay your bill. They encourage you to pay online. as time progresses, everything eventually will be done online.
Detroiters who want to learn more about getting computer knowledge and training through the program that Brandon was a part of, Connect Your Community, can contact Focus Hope. It runs the CYC program in affiliation with Matrix Human Services, 4C Family Place, and Wayne State University. Brandon, it's great to talk with you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Great. Thank you.